I appreciate y'all being here. I assume you've seen my press release, my announcement today. It has been an amazing honor serving the people of Iowa these last 13 years, and I will finish out my term, so one more year of that. And it's almost an indescribable honor to get to serve as the leader of the House Republican Caucus for the last 7 years and Speaker of the House is the last five. There's no, probably want some grand story of why. There's no grand answer, there's no single thing. It is that, there's never the perfect time to show up, there's never the perfect time to leave, but I believe this is the right time. It's the right decision for the House Republican Caucus, it's the right decision for my family, and so that's the decision that I've made.
Do you have another job lined up?
I do not. I obviously have my job at CRST, and I'll continue on there, but whether or not, there's something else in my future, I don't know. I specifically did not work towards that end because I wanted to finish strong in this role. And give myself some time to think about all that and what we want to do. And, I'm looking forward to serving the people of Iowa and the people in Lynn County next session.
What makes it the right time?
I don't know how to describe that. It's just, 7 years is a long time. 5 years as speaker is a long time. It just seems correct.
You announced last year that you wouldn't run for Congress, and you specifically said your passion was here. Has your passion waned?
No, it's just, there's a time and a place for things, and I think it, the caucus has remarkable talent in it. I think it's the most talented caucus I've ever served in. I think it's the most talented caucus I've ever served with out of all four, and part of that is making sure also that those people have talent, have an opportunity to bring their ideas forward. So I'm looking forward to seeing how some of those things shake out. And I would presume, obviously, there'll be somebody running for my position, and we'll see how that sequence flows. But maybe there's chair change. I think it's good for the state of Iowa as well. This is about ideas.
Are there family considerations? Do you want to spend more time with your family?
Want to spend more time with my family.
And this was a pretty...
I don't know about having any more kids, Dave. That's nice.
This was a pretty contentious budget year. Obviously, things went pretty late. There was a lot of conflict. Did that play into your decision at all, just the difficulty of getting it done in a divided legislature?
No, I see all those things as just business. I think that this majority caucus, and in fact you've heard me say before, and I think the Senate Democrat majority caucus has worked hard to try to work towards an end that serves Iowans, and as long as we were able to do that, we tried to stay on that task. Sometimes that took longer than you wanted. We all have our, frustrations as you move through that, but no, there's no single or one thing. It's just, it's the right time.
Are you endorsing a successor, and if so, who is it?
I don't know if you would call it endorsement. I've spoken with Leader Upmeyer, and I know she wants to succeed me in the role of Speaker, and I have every intention of supporting her.
You said you have every intention of supporting her?
Correct.
But you would not call that endorser?
Well, you can call it an endorsement. I can call it whatever you want, I guess.
Vetoes, were those a kick in the pants for you? They had no bearing on this decision at all?
It's possible the decision was made before then.
When did you make the decision?
It was after session. You don't make these kinds of decisions during session. But, I had a pretty good feel, actually, when the session started, that this had a good possibility of being my last one. Worked through it, came up with an agreement that thought served Iowans well, and then session ended and thought through it all, and this is where we landed, and this was really the timing of it is nothing more than this is when the opportunity presented itself.
Are you also considering the timing of the political calendar, though? Obviously, the next speaker will have to, lead the House Republicans into the next election cycle. Are you trying to make sure that your successor has time to do the job best?
That is correct. It's important to me that I set up the caucus and the chamber for success, and I think part of that is making sure whoever my successor is has time to put together a House agenda for next year, and has time to, on the political side, put together the political campaign map.
What was the timing for the leadership elections?
I would anticipate some time in the next handful of weeks. The date hasn't been set yet. And then at that time, we'll pick a successor. I will, again, as I said before, remain speaker to the end of the year. So I'll be the speaker. We'll also have a speaker select. And then on the opening day of session, we'll have a election on the floor, and that person will become the 72nd speaker of the Iowa House.
And you'll just be one of the group for your final session?
Absolutely. I'm going to sit right back over there and bother you.
Will you enjoy being one of the 99 instead of the...
You know, I think so, but how do you know until you're there? I hope so. I'll serve on the committees the speaker places me on. I'll run bills the committee chairs ask me to run. And the truth is, I haven't run a bill since 2006, and we'll see if I can still do it, but I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Do you see this as the end of your time in elected office? Could another run be in the future?
I'm 50 years old. I don't know. It's probably too young to say never, but I'm not going to be on the ballot in 16. I'm not working towards anything in 18.
You're not completely ruling it out?
Well, why would I rule something out?
You ruled out running for Congress in 2014. Are you going to challenge Rod Blum in 2016?
No.
Or 2018?
No.
Do you want to run? You ruled out going to D.C. Is that something?
I cannot imagine an opportunity to serve that is more remarkable than what I'm leaving. Maybe that will present itself someday. I don't know.
What do you think your legacy is?
My legacy? I think the legacy of this caucus, at least over the last 5 years, I think the number one thing is the fact that we took a budget that was severely upside down and have gotten it straightened around. We've got a state government now that is committed to not spending one-time money on ongoing expenses, balancing that ongoing revenue with ongoing expenses. It's why even last year when revenues dipped, we didn't have to do an across-the-board cut. The largest property tax, or largest tax cut in the history of Iowa, Taxpayer Trust Fund, we've invested, I don't know what the exact number is, I didn't go research it, but well over $500 million additional into K-12 education, even more into all education. I mean, we've gotten a lot done, I think, on behalf of Iowans these last 5 years. I'm very proud of the caucus.
The commercial property tax cut, that's a key achievement?
Oh, I think it has to be.
Anything you're going to be doing to celebrate your new stage of life? Trip to Disney World? Family vacation?
I don't have anything planned, no.
Did you talk this through with anybody, or did you kind of go home to your wife one night and say, I'm done? Like, was this kind of a process you had to go through with someone, or how did you get there?
Obviously I talked with people.
That's pretty generic right there.
Well, it's a pretty simple question.
Just like random people on the
you
street.
You want to try again?
Well, I'm assuming it probably came up with your wife.
Yeah, absolutely.
With Linda, anybody?
I'm not going to go through who my consigliere is or whatever you want to say. But obviously, Kathy and I talked about this, a handful of other people, and we are where we are.
Do you think the next leader walks into a tough session in 2016, given the vetoes, given the climate this year, just the general?
I don't think it has to be, but I clearly think that potential exists.
What was the hardest thing you had to do?
I'm gonna punt on that one. We'll go to the next one. No.
That wasn't the hardest thing you had to do?
No, it was difficult, but I mean, that was there's harder things.
Medicaid expansion?
We're not going into all that.
Do you expect a spirited contest for your replacement?
I don't know. We'll see. I will tell you, I mean, it's, I know this is oversimplified and not very exciting for you, but my turn's over. I'm excited. I'm excited for the House Republican Caucus. I'm excited for this chamber, and I'm excited for the state of Iowa. I think there's nothing but good in the future for all those things. The caucus has more than enough talent to fill any real or perceived void I may create. I see nothing but great days ahead.
But when it appeared you were going to run for Congress, there was a lot of jockeying that all of a sudden started in this chamber that died down then when you said staying pat. Is that already churning out there?
Oh, I imagine there's conversations.
Is your job at CRST, is that full-time, part-time?
Right now it's obviously part-time, but
there's been no discussions about whether that would become a full-time thing?
No, I'll worry about that tomorrow.
Okay. So no conversation about that?
I'll worry about that tomorrow.
When did you retire? How old were you when you retired from the military?
How old?
Yeah.
Well, it was 1998, so I would have been 34, I think. Yeah.
So.
I think it was 33. I have to go back through and figure out where it fell in the calendar.
So, given that change in your life, what are you anticipating for the next change? The next transition.
You know, Kathy and I joke about this. I think the first time that I stepped away from a position, the Air Force, without knowing what I was going to do was probably a little unsettling. The second time I did it, she was kind of okay with it. And I think this time, hopefully the whole family's excited. So this isn't the first time that, you know, I've gone through this. It's exciting.
Are you going to be involved with a presidential campaign?
I haven't had any conversations.
You're the Speaker of the House, and you haven't had conversations. You would seem
no one's
to be
called
a sought-after guy.
I've had conversations with presidential campaigns. The question was whether or not I've had conversations about working for a presidential campaign. That's a different question.
So nobody's asked you specifically?
To go to work for them?
Yeah.
No.
To volunteer for them?
Oh, they. I suppose they've all asked
State
me to volunteer.
Chair.
You know.
You haven't endorsed anybody yet, correct?
No, I have not.
Do you expect to?
Not across that bridge. I've done it in the past. It wouldn't surprise me if I end up landing somewhere.
You want to do that right now?
Yeah. No.
Make some more news.
So what surprised you most about this job?
You know, I wasn't prepared for your types of questions here. You're confusing me.
Well, I mean, you know.
Being in charge is hard, right?
Yeah, I don't even know what surprised me. You know, I am someone who shows up, tries to do the best I can with what's in front of them, and that's what I do. And I mean, when I ran for the General Assembly in 2002, I had anticipated serving 3 terms, never anticipated being in leadership, hadn't even really contemplated being a chair until I was down here, and one thing led to another. So, I don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about all those things.
How's your time in the legislature changed you?
How's it changed me? That's probably a better question in a week when I've had time, you know, when my phone isn't ringing quite as much and I've had more time to ponder that.
What would your wife's answer be?
I don't know, but I'm not going to let you ask her. Anything else? I'm sorry, I don't have a good answer for that.
Bet she does.
yeah, she might.
Your all children, right. Are they all still in the Cedar Rapids area?
No, our daughter lives in Creston. Okay. And she lives there with her husband, and then our oldest boy is a Marine, and he's stationed down at Camp Lejeune.
And that's where the grandchild is?
And that's where the grandchild is. Yes, I've looked at a map.
I'm going to circle back real quick because
Sure. You've
already touched on this a little bit, but I know there's already talk out there that, you know, was this session kind of the straw that broke the camel's back? You're saying that this was on your mind maybe even going into the session a little bit. Did I hear that right?
That's correct.
So this wasn't a case of, boy, after this one, I just...
No, I'm actually, every single member, all 150 of us, I'm sure walked out of here being excited about something and disappointed about something else. I fit into that category as well. But at the end of the day, I was pretty pleased, as you may recall, when we finished session with the agreement that we struck with the Senate Democrats, and I was pleased with the work.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. You bet.